I like both sides of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like both sides of it. They're both challenges, and the sale. I like the sales work. I like the contact of the people, but I also like the bench work. And I rarely use technicians to build stuff. I still today, I build my own things at the bench with my own hands.
Mm-hmm.
I have trouble now because I can't see what I'm doing. My eyes are not that good anymore. Particularly, I have one eye pretty bad. So that and with to have depth reception, you need two eyes, you see. So I catch myself with the soldering iron down here, the wire up here, and the solder somewhere else, trying to get all three together and make a joint. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it just takes me that much longer. But Cy Furman, the very early pacemaker doctor from New York City, is putting together an exhibit in NASPE, North Atlantic Society for Pacing Electrostimulation, in May in New York and in Washington. And he asked me for if I would put together one of my circuits. Well, when I make a new circuit, I'll draw the circuit diagram on a file folder. Then I mount parts next to the component.
Mm-hmm.
Then I wire them up so the whole thing's a working pacemaker. You see, you hook a battery on the left side and a heart on the right-hand side, and it'll drive a heart. And you can hear it on a transistor radio. You can see it on the meter. So Cy asked me to build one of those of my 1961 first pacemaker. He wants to put it on exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I built it. But it took me three times as long.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into another problem. I got the thing built. I couldn't make it work. And, and you know what the trouble was? One of the main troubles? When I could get a transistor to hit a beta of 20, I felt real good. Well, today, the minimum beta of that same transistor is 200. And I put in those high-power transistors in my old circuit, and they're oscillating all over the place, and I couldn't quiet it down. I had to do more work, I think, in adapting my old circuit to these new pacemakers, to new transistors, than I did designing the thing in the first place.